The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Today is Thursday, October 19th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, it's C.A. Nuri, and I am here with Erin Green and Miss, I gotta pronounce this word properly, her name properly, Chandelier Forbes Dorsey. Today is the third Thursday in October. And if it's the third Thursday in October, that means it's International
Credit Union Day around the world.
Around the world. And we're celebrating how many years now?
75 years.
75 years credit union has been in existence.
Yes. Seventy-five years we've been observing International Credit Union Day.
Thanks for correcting me. Mm-hmm. And today we are on Rosetta Street and Patton Street, right? And we are at the Bahamas Island Cooperative Credit Union. And we are celebrating, right? How long has the Bahamas... This is the acronym for it now?
BICU.
How long has BICU been a credit union in the Bahamas?
Oh, gosh. We have been around since 1986, so that's 37 plus years. That's right.
And offering services to the Bahamas public. Yes. So why should I join a credit union? What exactly is a credit union?
Okay. All right. So a credit union, first of all, is a financial institution. All right. And it is, in other words, we call it a financial cooperative. So to explain that, let me explain the whole cooperative principle, first of all. All right. So a cooperative really is an organization that allows persons with similar interests to come together, pool their resources, and from their pooled resources to take advantage of the economies of scale, basically. So earlier on, we would have had more traditional or non-financial cooperatives, like farming cooperatives, fishing cooperatives. You know, one of the well-known cooperatives around the world is the Welch's Corporation. That is actually a type of cooperative. So, I mean, cooperatives can be quite large. So bringing it now to the Bahamas, the cooperative movement and spirit, you can find that in a credit union. And so you have individuals who would have maybe come from similar industries or similar living in terms of where they live, come together, pool their resources, their savings, and from those pooled resources, they are now able to offer really good returns to each other, savings, offer loans, and other financial products. The credit unions of the Bahamas are regulated by the Central Bank of the Bahamas, all right? And so you have a well-run organization where you have ownership, but you also know that, hey, my money is safe. My money is safe and protected, and I'm getting good service, good returns on my money. If not, why not?
And Mr. Austin, you mentioned ownership. What do you mean by ownership? I'm coming here. I have an account here, but you mentioned ownership. Explain that for me.
Sure. All right. So the traditional finance institution you find around town. You walk in, you open an account, you're just a customer. You don't really have too much say into what happens in their operation. But with the credit union, you pay a one-time injection of $255 that gets you shares. All right? And as a member of the credit union, you are able to not just vote for your rep, what I mean by that is your committee members, your board members. But listen, if you have the skills and the like that are needed, you can also become a board member.
Really?
I don't even know any bank where you could just say, you know what, I can be a board member of that bank and I can just walk in and be a board member of that bank that easily. This is great, you know? But as a credit union, we really believe in empowering our members. And so that is one of the ways we do that. So every year we have the annual general meeting and we empower our members to make the decisions on the way forward. Tell us what you'd like to see happen, and we report to them to tell them this is what we've done over the year, how we performed, this is, and this is where we hope to go in the future. Do we have your support into that? You know what I mean? And so we have a credit union that is well managed by professionals, and we are here to serve our members, the people who have ownership in this credit union.
Let's talk about savings accounts, right? On the earlier program with Aaron Green, you mentioned the Christmas account. You mentioned ASU account. And I wanted to go over that in terms of the benefits and why I should be excited to become a member. No, a member and a client of this credit union.
A member of the credit union. All right. And so, I mean, we have so many different savings products. We have something pretty much that can suit everyone's budget. But also, to meet everyone's goals, because not all of our goals are the same. All right, so some persons have shorter term goals and looking for, hey, I need to put this money aside maybe for the next 6 months. The ASU will really work well for them. Some people may have some longer term goals and they're thinking, I'm saving for a property maybe for a year or 3 years. Hey, they can utilize our 3-year fixed deposit for that. Or if you're thinking something even longer than that, maybe retirement or saving for a child's college education, hey, looking at our college and retirement accounts, which go 5 years at a time. And so depends on your savings goals, how you intend to use the account, and that's why when you come into our credit union, we let you sit with a member services representative when you're opening an account. Because that person can listen to you, tell them, listen, this is how I need to use this account or how I would love to use this account. And they, knowing the service of the credit union in and out, will know which one to recommend for you, but tell you how to use it to get the best usage out of that account.
The other day, I had to open up an account for the child. She's about 15, and she wanted her own bank account, right? Yes. I had to make an appointment. I had to make an appointment, and they tell me 2 weeks from that particular day. I had to make an appointment and wait 2 weeks for the particular day, and when I arrived, the process took 4 hours to open up a savings account. Please tell me.
It is very different. So first of all, you don't even need an appointment to open an account.
I just walk in?
You just walk in. Ain't time to not opening hours, which are 9:30 in the morning until 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can just walk in. The process just takes about half an hour.
Half an hour versus four hours I waited?
Yes. All right. And so you get to sit with one of our membership services representatives. In terms of the documents that you need, we make it pretty easy. And remember now, we a very well regulated institution, and so we want to make sure that we're doing things the right way. So first of all, we credit unions, you have to either be a Bahamian or be resident in the country. So we ask you to provide your proof of nationality, all right, and proof that you are you're living here in this country, all right, and so that could be your passport. Number, all right, and other than that, we need proof of how you came by the funds that you intend to support this account, maintain this account with. So if you are employed where you have a job letter or pay stub, either one of those documents is fine, just so that we know you have a legitimate source of income. And
so let me be clear from my understanding. You're saying that non-Bahamians can actually be members of the credit union?
They can. Once they are resident in the Bahamas, they can become members of the credit union. Now, in addition to their passport, they do need to provide us with proof of how they're able to legally be in the country. So if that means they have a spousal permit, they can provide us with a spousal permit. If they have a work permit, they can provide us with a work permit. All right? Because we want to make sure that persons who are part of this credit union are all able to legally be in this country.
And you earlier said you registered with the central bank, so do you do all the KYC type things too?
Yeah, that's it right there. Your passport, your NIB card, and showing how you're going to maintain the account financially, a legitimate source of income.
So what about insurance on my account? Like the bank, something happens to the bank. Uh-huh. Is my money safe here?
Yeah, your money is double safe, if I may say.
Double safe.
It's double safe, you know, but the credit unions the credit unions of the country do have deposit insurance. That is government-guaranteed deposit insurance. Just like the banks, up to $50,000 of your funds is guaranteed if today or tomorrow, say a credit union closes down. You know, we have not had that type of situation happen, but if it does, you have your money is guaranteed, deposit insurance guaranteed.
I tend to have like 3 or 4 different bank accounts, right? Mm-hmm. Can I come to the credit union and get 2 and 3 different accounts here, or do you all have like a program that says, well, this is a savings account here, this is a Christmas account here?
Yeah. Yeah, so but you'll have one account number, that one account number, you can have different type of savings, like you mentioned, regular savings at Christmas, a school fee savings account, a vacation savings account, a school plan, a fixed deposit. You can have any number of different line numbers of savings, so that you can know that I have goals for this one and the next goal for this one. You can have all of those. All right, so it is, you're not going to be limited in that, hey, you only allow a maximum of two. No. Mm-hmm. You look at our various product lines, you see, and any number of those different savings accounts you want to open, this, you can open them at the same time, or come back and open others later on.
Okay. I mentioned earlier, I was opening an account for the child. She's 15. Do you all have a children's program that I can open an account for a 15-year-old?
Yes, we do.
Explain
we call
one.
It our Kids Club program. And what we also do from time to time, in addition to having the kids account, which you as the member, you're the adult, you open the account for a child that's under the age of 16. From time to time, we help with even school supplies. Or we may do a Christmas party.
Really?
For our Kids Club members, you know. So those are the type of things historically our credit union has done for our members and their children. Because we want the children to have such a positive experience with credit unions and a reference point that when they get of age, they want to still be a member of this credit union. Because listen to me, when I was 3 years old, they gave me a Christmas gift. Or when I was six years old going into first grade, they gave me my school bag and supplies. You know, that type of relationship we want to build.
I like the rationale for the discrimination against the elderly folk. Do you have a similar celebration for members of their retirement savings account?
Well, you know, we have a similar one, but you got me thinking, maybe we need to look at something like that. But what we do for retired, become retired, you know, 65 years and older, we will actually not charge them any type of withdrawal fee. So they can come in, do any number of withdrawals and transactions, whatever they want, and then have
so
to pay.
So they could pay for their own party.
They could pay for their own party.
Let's call them the second lifers. We're not going to call them retirees.
Okay.
Let's call them the second lifers, because they're in their second life now.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, I like that.
Free of the working world. Yeah. Let's go through some more of the savings
products.
Products again.
All right. Okay. So let's look at our various fixed deposits. All right.
Right.
And we have, even though. You will commit to be putting your money aside, very similar to your typical ASUS, in that you will upfront when you open it establish, hey, this is the amount I'm going to throw each month, and we of course expect you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that period, you agree to whether it's 6 months or 9 months or 3 months, then you get your funds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that, we have a 1 year fixed deposit. So you know, a person may have a lump sum of money, maybe you got some funds from an insurance. Oh, you know what? You can start out 1 year fixed with as little as $500, really.
Okay.
But you bring a lump sum of funds in, and you rest it on that fix, all right? And we give you 2.5% at the end of that 1 year period.
Mm-hmm. I know you just mentioned the ASU account, but I want you to reiterate, because we just got a text, and the text has said, hey, in the ASU world, the first drawer and the last drawer are the worst drawers. They call them the conk. He said they call them the conk drawer. But I just want you to tell the audience how the credit union disrupts that
Understood.
Culture and protects members and
Your
participants
yes.
from those bad parts of ASU culture.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that was part of our motivation. We've implemented this ASU program, for goodness, probably more than 12, 15 years. We've had an ASU program mainly because a lot of our members back then used to come in with horror stories. They would depend on their ASU funds and the person ran off with their money. I mean, horror story after horror story. And so the management team, the board got together and we said, you know what? We need to develop a product that's similar to what people are accustomed to there, but with the safety and protection of the credit union, and also give them returns. And that's when we came up with this ASU savings program. And we even give you options of 3 months, 6 months. Some persons have short need money right away. 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. And so you decide, hey, I'm going to be putting, let's say, $500 a month. I want to do it for 9 months. All right. unlike the ASU will know, you're not going to get the money early. We do have a program that does that, that's what we call a loan. But if you're doing the ASU savings now, you put that money in, I guess we're using the scenario of $500, or you can do an ASU for $100 or less a month, well, $100 a month. You put that every month. And when that 9th month anniversary arrives, or the 6th month anniversary arrives, you can walk in paying no fees. You know, when you give the ASU holder your money, before they give you that money back, they take something out of it. You know, and I understand they've taken some risk with all of that. But listen to me, I work for my money. And so to not give me any returns and charge me a fee doesn't make sense to me. That's me personally. So I would much rather bring my money to the credit union's ASU account, get interest on.
Guys, a couple of things. Hold on. I don't actually need the money right now. And this is, I like it. I'm comfortable. Can I just flip that into a 6 or a 9 month ASU?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you will come in and you would indicate, you know what, put it back for another 3 months. Right. Or, hey, put it back now for a 6 month term, or a 9 month term. Yeah. Or if you're not sure when I'm going to need this, I want a bit of flexibility, you know what, put this money down a Christmas account. So that, yeah, you know, so I can withdraw this when I do need it. Because I may decide, boy, 2.5 months now I need it. Yeah. And so I can, while it's sitting there, it's earning interest still. And then I can come and the flexibility. And I see that's what our membership service reps are for. So you talk to us, and we know our products. We know how they work. And we can tell you, okay, you know what? Since you're thinking you're going to need this maybe as early as January, let me tell you which one of our products to put this in. It gets you the best return.
Okay, we are here with Ms. Chandelier Forbes-Darcy. We are here at the Bahamas Island Cooperative Credit Union, which is on Rosetta Street and Patton Street, right?
That's right.
And you know when you are speaking and engaging and getting more information with the credit union, and then you have someone just pop in and say, hey, I love credit union. And they say, but I'm driving this far to testify.
Oh,
we
wow.
have Jeff. Jeff, just stop by. Come here, Jeff.
Oh, wow.
You're a part of the credit union. Why did you join?
Good morning, Bahamas, and let me say good morning to both of you and PQ in particular. Credit unions, I think, is a very integral part of many families in this country. I mean, I joined the credit union through, I don't want to call the name, but as soon as I call it, you guys will know anyway, the hotel union. And, of course, they are all under the same umbrella, basically. But I'm going to tell you the benefits of the credit union, what I found, because I've used many of their products thus far. And I'm going to tell you the savings and the Christmas savings plan and everything you find is very advantageous, because then at the end of the day, you don't have to worry about finding the monies at Christmas, but it's sitting on an account. And you just go there, and it has a certain date. The union actually tells you or alerts you that your funds are available. You don't have to wonder, oh, well, hey, I wonder if my funds are ready. And so they actually do that for you. Right now, as it stands, I also approached my union, and I asked them, I said, well, what about construction and house and land and all this stuff? I found that the credit union is willing to assist you with those monies. I mean, even if you don't have all the money, you talk about borrowing monies against your money, they are willing to do that for you. And I found that to be a plus. The greatest thing that I heard on the radio this morning that really caught my interest and caused me to come this way is when the conversation about group insurance, medical insurance and those stuff. And to hear that you have the unions actually engaged in that aspect of the business as well. I think, that blew my mind. I actually took my car all the way from Prince Charles to come back here to have this conversation. Because, I mean, right now as it stands, many persons in our elderly years, who once you approach an insurance company, for instance, you now got to find $300, $400, $500 to pay for insurance just to insure yourself.
All right.
I just want to follow that up. I mean, senior citizens to get group insurance here also,
yes.
Like past 65,
okay, so
70. Go ahead.
Now, I do say this, the insurance company that but the good thing is the price is not tied to your age. So a person at age 20, as a member, we'll be paying the same thing a person at age 64 is paying as a member of the credit union. You can't get the same $60 a week.
Yes,
you cannot get it more affordable than that. You just cannot.
Well, the only one thing then, and I'll clear the airwaves from my voice, is simply this question. For many years, persons have been paying, let's say, life insurance, medical insurance, and then somehow had with the company that you worked for, because you left that company, then you lost all of that money. As far as BQ and the umbrella, the credit union umbrella is concerned, if I should happen to lose my employment, even though I'm in a group insurance, am I able to pay that over the counter and continue with the group insurance?
Excellent question, Jeff. Listen to me. Because you're a member of the credit union, it is not tied to your employment. You remain a member of the credit union, you remain with all the services that we have, including the group health insurance. And so that is also one of the things. Matter of fact, I had a number of employees reach out to us as their employees are approaching that retirement age. They encourage them to come and sign up for the health insurance because they know that's going to transition with them into their latter years, all right? And so definitely that's something you can be proud of.
Well, let me just congratulate the credit union on that because I believe that that is something that is so important to persons, especially reaching retirement age, who have spent all their lives with insurance companies, have lost their monies because they were either tied to a certain employment or that they were unable to continue through that employment, but now they are able perhaps to take the pension money and come over the counter and still continue it. Absolutely. Because I'm going to tell you, in your later years, that money is going to be so important because national insurance cannot keep up, but that extra money that you're getting will sustain you.
Absolutely. Go on, Mr. Newman.
No, I'm just saying we're going to take a break in about 3 minutes, right? But I'm just want to ask some more questions, but go ahead.
So listen to me. Signing up for the group health insurance is just so simple because you don't have to do any medical exams. All right. So we have the applications here. Persons will fill out a medical questionnaire, which you'll tell us, hey, who your regular doctor is. It will ask you a series of yes or no questions if you ever had this condition, that condition, you know. Then that application, once you complete that, is given to the insurance company for underwriting.
Absolutely.
All right. And so we make it very simple. Like I told persons, once you come in and become a member with the group health insurance, at the time of signing up for it, we ask you to pay 2 months premium at the time of you signing up. We hold those funds until you get approved, and then we get to pay your insurance from that.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say here at Bahama Island Cooperative Credit Union, I appreciate so much the number of options that are available to people. Because in the traditional world, we tie health insurance to employment.
That's right.
And here you tie health insurance to life.
That is
and
exactly.
You're going to need it for all your life, not just all your employed life.
Absolutely.
And that, I'm sure, is a degree of confidence that older people need to start their second life.
That is right.
Yeah.
That is
absolutely.
Right.
I know, I know we're going to take a break shortly. I want to hear about a debit card. You were talking earlier to Aaron Green about debit card, and I said, you won't start talking about debit card with me yet. We want to know about the debit card at BCCU.
Do accept my apologies. I don't want to leave you out. Of course not.
There we go.
All right. So our Visa debit card, we would have partnered with an institution to provide this. Wherever Visa is accepted, you can use this Visa debit card locally and internationally, all right? And persons, as a member, when you come in, if you want, you can apply for the debit card. And if you want to say, add a second or third card holder, maybe you have I've had parents who do this. They have their children even at home. Mm-hmm. And they say, children like this. Instead of giving them access to all your money, giving them a card, you can give them just a debit card and you can control, hey, your gaming allowance for the week is $10. Put the $10 on that debit card and that's all the game. That's all. So it gives you some control in that aspect as well. But outside of that, the debit card is a very convenient service to have. I mean, you're a credit union member. You're going to be doing transactions. You don't always want to have to carry cash on you. All right, come and put your money on your debit card and then go in and swipe. And charge or tap because it is a contactless card as well, and utilize the service that your credit union provides. That
I have this text. I just want to reiterate if we could use on eBay and stuff like that. debit card.
Wherever Visa is accepted.
See, that's easy.
All right. And listen, the institution we partner with has an added security feature with our debit cards. All right. And it guards against what we call friendly fraud. So, you know, sometimes persons, when they go use their card, people like in a store or maybe a restaurant, people walk off with that card. You don't even know what they're doing. Take a picture of the back of that card. Before you know it, you check in your statement, you see these charges coming through. You don't even know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Well, this debit card has an app tied to it.
Okay.
And the app will give you your CVV code so that someone can't just walk off your debit card and use that. No. They got to have all your access information, including the app, to give them that CV code, because otherwise they can't use the card.
Great for when it's a dependent card, because sometimes your children can't control their friends. You know, sometimes
your
friends get out of order,
and
they'll just grab the card and think, it's only $5 I take in, when it's the principle that counts.
Absolutely. So you want to make sure our members' money are protected in every which way, you know. Nobody likes anybody to steal their money. Absolutely not, you know, and the hassle. So we encourage members to definitely come in and get our debit card.
Great for, you know, and also great for parents who are concerned that the child may just take the card because they don't have their own dependent card.
Mm-hmm.
And then for young people who have parents who may just borrow their card and take a license, at least you have some degree of control, because you can't tell your parents no.
Well,
that's the next question. Can my bank manager, or my liaison officer tell my parents no? Right? And can they come in and call me every day and say, Miss Green, no, not today. Next month. You can't make this purchase until next month.
Listen, we will help guide you in making the best financial decisions, okay? So even when our members come in and apply for loans, when we sitting with them, our loan officer sitting with them, and they say, hey, and you know, I'm thinking about spending this amount on vacation. Mm-hmm. Are we going to try and guide? Because, hey, do you have your own home yet? Do you have your own?
You got to go in detail.
You know what I mean? So we want to, of course, allow our members to borrow, but we also sometimes have to help people with discipline. You know, in our schools, we really have not been teaching people about financial literacy and how to use money, how to use loans. And so we do help. We do help to provide persons with a bit of guidance. So, yes, you are an adult and an independent person. You can make decisions. But just in case, me telling you this bit of advice, listen, there's an investment coming up maybe that you want to not borrow everything for right now and blow that. And then when the investment comes up, you can't take advantage of it. You know, those type of things, those type of advice we want to guide our members with, you know.
Okay. We talked to Ms. Chandelier Forbes-Dorsley. She's the Marketing and Membership Services Manager at the Bahamas Island Cooperative Credit Union. We're at Rosetta and Patton Street.
That's correct.
Right, which is in Palmdale. And the credit union is known for their savings accounts, their certificate of deposit, right? Their group health insurance, loans, debit cards, and et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on, right? Now, if listening audience is listening now, right, and they want to call in and get some information today,
yeah,
give me one number so they can call in.
Oh, sure. How did we not do this earlier? All right, so
just wasn't here.
Okay.
I was auditioning for my new job at BQ.
Understood. All right. So the phone number to call is 601-5900. Those members who are persons that are interested, even if maybe you have an email you want to get some information, you can send us an email to info@biccu.org. Info, that's info@biccu.org. And one of our team members will be able to answer your question, send you the information that you need via email.
Also, if you're calling from Grand Bahama and the Family Islands, you can...
Well, you can reach us actually on the same 601 number.
That's not stretch out to the Family Islands.
Yeah,
too?
And that's not an overseas number.
No?
Yeah, 601-5900.
Look at that.
I like
yeah.
Give me that number right now because we're going to take a break.
Yes.
601-5900.
This is Guardian Radio AM. We'll be right back as we go in much detail about the Bahama Island Cooperative Credit Union, which is located on Rosetta Street and Patton Street. And we're celebrating. How much years again?
We are celebrating as a credit union 37 years and as International Credit Union Day observance of 75 years.
We'll be right back.
It's the Battle of the Bras, sponsored by Canoe, and you decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's easy. Just download the Canoe app, vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook and vote. Each vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Back to Guardian Radio. Yeah, we are on. Just making sure. Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. Of course, I have Ms. Chandelier Dorset. Let me see if I pronounce his last
name. Get it right.
Dorsley.
That is correct.
There you go. I'm bilingualist, right? And when I was about 19, got my first hotel job, my first loan was via your credit union, actually.
Yeah.
Right? So I want to talk about your sweetest loan promotion and the types of loans that is available. Right, because I know how it is to say, I had my first $1,000. I'm going back from 19, $1,000, big money to me, and they said I could borrow double.
Yeah.
Do you all do that borrow double?
Let me do it better than that now.
Tell me how much you was doing.
We do it better than that, and understand that we're in a competitive world, right? There's a lending institution, it seems like every two corners over is a lending institution. But what they don't have is they don't have that credit union element where we encourage people to save while they're paying their loan back. So you talk about years ago, we used to double whatever you have. So you bring us $1,000, we give you a $2,000 loan. Hey, and guess what? Even back then, you paid it back, and that $1,000 stayed there earning interest,
yes.
And you keep adding to that savings.
Yes.
Well, similarly, we allow persons now, listen, if you work where you can get salary deduction, you've been employed for at least 1 year, you can walk in, we do require appointments for loans, right? But you can walk in and get an appointment probably within the next day. All right.
And you can get the money the next day?
You can get an appointment in the next day.
Okay.
And you can borrow, get this up. You can borrow probably up to $7,500 without any money's down.
Wow.
Now, depending on your earnings, you may be even, or even way more than that without any money's down. But here's the important thing. And in a competitive world, we have maybe a lot of the banks just giving you loans. But we realize that we want people to save. So some people need a little push. They need a little incentive. And so, yes, we have our new member loans for new members, where persons can get a loan right away, not putting anything down. But from that salary deduction that they're paying their loan back with, part goes into the savings account. So at the end of the day, we make sure they're still saving.
That's nice.
That was important, all right? And those of our members, because we have something here for our members as well. Those of our members who have been saving, all right, they can even borrow even more. Way more than the 2-for-1, as we were so accustomed to the credit union model, 20 plus years ago. Yeah. The whole point is to make sure we're offering loan products tied to a savings, because we want to make sure our members save. So outside of consumer loans, you know, persons, we talked at length earlier about the generator loans. What if you need a car right now? That could be a brand new car, because we can offer you really good rates on a vehicle. And we just ask you a small down payment, 10%. 10% down. 10% down, and we can finance
when
the
you
vehicle.
Say car,
for you.
Is this used car or I can get a new car?
Well, we do both. All right. But I was really speaking to the brand new car. For used vehicles, I mean, listen, whatever the year is, we can find you financing for that. Obviously, the newer the vehicle, the better the interest rate. And that's what we want, because that's our collateral. All right.
And I want you to pause a bit, right? Because I might need a new car. That's why I want you to pause.
Sure.
How does that process go about right now? I'm coming in. I'm a member.
Yes.
I'm a member.
Yes.
And I haven't looked for the car yet.
Okay.
Do you look for the car for me, or do I look for my own car and say, hey, this is the car I want right here?
You
want
to find the vehicle that you're most interested in, okay? We don't have any special alliances of any sort in that sense. So if you want a truck or you want a car, or maybe, you know, we were talking about electric cars on the break. Hey, you maybe want an electric car because you're concerned about the environment. We will do financing on all of these items that you need, all right? And depending on the year, so when you come in, for something like this, I even encourage members or potential members, because we even do this for new members as well, they can come in for the initial appointment just to get an idea of, hey, this amount, my budget should look like, what I can probably qualify for, and then you can go and maybe shop, because it's so easy to get an appointment with us. Once you find that vehicle, just call us, make the appointment, probably have an appointment for the next day.
I love that the credit union is still in the car business, right? Because we have this thing we call small car phenomenon, right? Where we feel like the small car drivers do anything on the road. They have no manners, right? Mm. But it's because they don't have to come and see their bank manager once a month. Come in to see your bank manager once a month.
You can drive more carefully.
Moderates your behavior on the road.
Yes.
And that's excellent for young people in developing safer driving cultures, right? Having that extra layer of engagement.
I love how you tie those together.
Yeah, man. It's great to see that people can still buy cars this way with greater ease and affordability.
And listen to me, the really important thing I want to emphasize is the savings that's tied to every loan we do. You're getting a mortgage with our credit union.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put something aside in that savings while you pay that mortgage. Listen to me. We all will have needs we cannot foresee. When I go and I talk to and do presentations, I tell them a rainy day always comes. You don't know when, but there'll always be a rainy day. Let's prepare for it. Whatever little you can, put money aside consistently for that rainy day.
I know, Ms. Dorsley, you tend to give great information to people who are already members, but I want to talk about potential members who are listening now, who wants to join the credit union based on what you're saying now.
Okay.
And now they're hearing that you do mortgage loans.
Yes.
Right? I'm a potential member, right?
Okay.
And is there like a loan officer I could come in and say, hey, I want to join this credit union, but I want to buy a house within a year?
Well, listen,
how you can walk me through this?
Listen to me. Those persons who are interested in possibly getting a mortgage, if you send us an email, info@biccu.org. You send us an email, we will send you the information you need so that you know, okay, this is what I need to start working on, gathering documents or gathering funds. We will send you, and so that conversation, you can get started with us by email. So info@biccu.org, and just indicate, listen, send me the mortgage information, and we will send you that information. We already have it put together. We will send it to you by email.
Any social media contacts?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a full social media person.
Tell us about your social media presence. Are you on Instagram? Or are you on...
We are on Facebook and Instagram.
All right.
And LinkedIn.
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And so we encourage in persons. Definitely, you're on those platforms. Please look for Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union and follow us. Like us, follow us.
Do you have any WhatsApp contacts or WhatsApp contacts for people who are, I like to call, data impaired?
Well... Through those platforms, through those platforms, especially the Facebook, you have a messaging option right there. Message, and we get that right away and able to respond, I mean, very quickly. Matter of fact, it says responds very quickly.
Just quickly, you're tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're listening to Guardian Radio AM, and we are at the Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union with Mrs. Chandelier Forbes Dorsley. We are at Rosetta and Patton Street in Palmdale, and they are here all day until 3 p.m. They're celebrating 37 years of credit unioning. We're also celebrating the 75th anniversary of International Credit Union Day. And if you are a member, please come down and pick up your backyard farming box. For the next 10 minutes, they're giving away custard cream biscuit seeds in the box. It comes
and
with
bourbon cream
and
biscuit
bourbon
seeds.
Cream. Biscuit seeds, and it comes with a seedling tray, with soil, with fertilizer, with an irrigation kit, and with seeds that will grow actual vegetables.
That is right.
As
is
well.
Right.
Mr. Nuri?
You have any loan promotions going on now?
Oh, we do. We have, in our 37 years of existence, our sweetest loan promotion going on now. All right. And we actually will run this promotion until December. And so we encourage persons, listen, if you're thinking about getting a loan, whether that's for the mortgage, whether that's for a car, whether that's for a generator, whether that's for consumer loan, or listen, you have some other need, persons where they have their funds, they have deposits, but they don't want to use their own money. Listen, come and put that money with us. Let's give you returns on that, and then you borrow against that for as low as 4%. And that's our sweetest loan promotion. All of our loans, we've lowered the interest rates on significantly, especially when it comes to borrowing things that have collateral tied to it, from the homes to the property to the generators to the cars. Those get the lowest rates. And like if you're doing a cash secured loan, you can get a rate as low as 4% and still earn the interest on your deposit. You just can't beat that. You can't beat that with a stick even.
No, I love it. I love it. But I want to also talk about your loans officer and the ease of doing business with them and how they know you and know the history, right? Because I have fond memories of my loan officer knowing my wife, Neil, knowing when the child born, and then give me recommendations, say, well, you want to save for the child back to school. Do the loans officers still do that?
Yeah, man, our loan officers are very personable people. Because this is what we do. We have members. We don't have customers. So, listen, if someone have shares and stakes, aren't you going to get to know them? They're owner, all right? And so, truly, that's what we do. We make sure we get to know our members. From the first time we meet you, and we see you get, listen, we now get to know your name, all right? And that's important. That's important because it helps us to give you better customized advice, because
absolutely,
we know you.
And it's the banking culture that Bahamians have come to expect, right? Mm-hmm. Older Bahamians tell us all the time. And so it would be great to return to that level of service.
Yes,
again,
absolutely.
The credit union offers personalized attention and service to all of its customers.
Absolutely. Now, I must make sure, outside of a fully secured loan, we do require salary deduction, okay? When you can call our office to make an appointment for the loan, if you apply for a loan, that's the only thing that really needs an appointment. And like I said, we have appointments readily available as early as tomorrow, all right? You're going to need things like a job letter. You're going to need a pay stub, your passport, your NIB card. And like I said, persons borrowing, you don't have to put any money down to become a member. In that case, now you can get the loan and everything will be included in that process for you. So you'll be able to just call us at 601-5900 to book that appointment. You can call now. We have a team member who will assist you.
I have some children. Could I use them as collateral?
Use your children as collateral?
I have a long life ahead of them. They're doing well in school.
What children do you have?
Be good. Don't mind where I'm going to get them from, Mr. Nuri. By the time I'm ready to sign up, I will have one or two.
Look at you going to steal people's children now. listen to me. We get creative. I know we get that creative.
What
we get creative.
What qualifies as collateral?
What qualifies as collateral? So, if you're purchasing an item like a vehicle, these are things mainly we consider a vehicle, a generator, the property, or maybe you have some type of shares, okay, that you can sign over to us as collateral. Hey, that we can consider as well. Or actual cash. Actual deposits, because quite frankly, if people have these monies in other places, they probably ain't getting much returns on them, if anything at all, okay? So why not bring it where you can have easy access to them if you need to? You have the protection, government guaranteed insurance. You even get the free life insurance, This is important to note. If God forbid something should happen to you while you have this savings and this loan, that loan getting paid off by insurance? And then your savings that's here, your beneficiary will get the savings and the matching insurance to go with that. You can't beat that.
It's excellent.
All of that is because you're a member of the credit union.
And it protects your family members.
It does.
As well.
You know how many people, when they, God forbid, they pass away, they leave their family, but kind of builds. Mm-hmm. And the family has to figure, okay, they maybe left some monies, but all the money is now being held for these various obligations. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. come to your credit union. Let us help you. Let us help you plan for the inevitable. You know, that may not be for another 70, 80 years, but let's help you plan for the inevitable, okay?
What about bill paying? Does the credit union help
you with paying bills?
Because I'm delinquent in terms of, I know the end of the month coming, but I said, am I too busy to stop and pay these things? Do you help us with that?
We certainly do. We certainly do. We have some things even in the works that will even make it even better. But, you know, it comes right back to this whole thing of help people be disciplined. You can send us your funds by salary deduction. And you tell us, hey, at the end of the month, I want you to pay BPL this. I want you to pay. And we're going to pay them for you because you've been sending us the money for that. So you don't got to remember. You have to run around and stand on no long lines. You're going to pay Cale Bahamas. You don't got to stand on no long lines. Nobody got time for that. We will handle that for you.
And I want to say to young people, initially, that first job, you're going to want to touch your money every month.
Yeah.
You're going to want to pull it out of the bank, touch it in your hand, throw it on the bed, throw it in the air. But do that once. Yeah. Have a good time, and then adopt one of these practices.
Yes.
Right? Come down to the credit union and let them help you manage your money, because managing your money is managing your life.
Absolutely.
I like the idea of managing money, but I have another thing. I have children in private school.
Mm-hmm.
Every 3 months, I need to pay
the school.
I want to know, can the credit union help me with that? Because sometime again, I'd be forgetful.
Okay.
Can I arrange to say, man, the money come out and the school fee one time?
So what we encourage our members whose children are in private school to make use of is what we call our education club or our school fee savings program, okay? And so you know in advance what the school fee amount is going to be, and we help you put the budget together to save, if you're getting paid weekly or monthly, however you're getting paid, to save that money. So when that school fee due, it's due what, August? Due again for January? And then you get for April. When the school fees too, you have that money put aside. And we do have quite a bit of our members who use that service.
So quick question, the education account, does it pay interest?
Oh, absolutely.
So pay interest too?
It pays interest too.
So I can amass the amount of money for the yearly school fee,
mm-hmm.
but instead of paying it to the school one time, I put it in my education account.
That's
very
smart.
Arrange a monthly payment or part payment with the school, and then I can be earning some interest
in
on that
meantime.
That I could put towards school supplies or anything my kids
exactly.
need for that school.
We got to make our money work for us, Aaron.
Absolutely.
We've got to make our money work
for
us.
And our banking officers can sit with us and go through the list of accounts, the loan options and services
absolutely.
To put together a personal plan.
That's what our team is trained to do. They know our products inside out. And when they listen to you and hear what your plans are, then they can guide you. Okay, this is the product or products that you should use and how to use it.
So I'm a hotel employee. September's be slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but even though I know September coming, I tend to be short to go on vacation. Does the credit union have a plan for me to help me out when September 1st comes?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And so there's a couple of options that we encourage our members to. And remember, now, we started out in the hotel industry, so we understand the cycles of that industry. We get it. All right. So in addition to we talked about the school fee savings, if you want to be saving for vacation, because a lot of hoteliers take vacation around that slow season. Okay. When the peak season starts, which is November, Thanksgiving, that's when that season really kicks off. From that point on, you start putting this money aside in preparation for next year's slow period, right?
So I can become a member now and say, okay, preparing for my next year.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, okay. And then you can utilize some of our shorter-term products. That's a good way to use the ASU, because then the interest rate is even higher than the regular savings, all right? And so you put that money aside, 9 months from now, hey, this is my social this is my money I have now to cover my various bills month to month, or to cover vacations expenses. But we have a number of products that persons can utilize.
In fact, lot loans.
Mm-hmm.
That's so I could buy a piece of property.
Yes.
And part of the process of building a house.
Yes.
This is excellent.
I want to know the process for that. Do you give me a lot, or do I say I see a lot I like, and then you walk me through that?
Understood. So you will find the property or the lot that you are interested in. Okay. Because it has to be available.
Okay.
But you would want to get the sales agreement. The down payment we ask for is 10%. I know a number of financial institutions ask for 20% and 30%. We only ask you to put down 10%. and then we can finance the difference for you.
Okay. I'm a member of the credit union, member of law enforcement, okay. Charging force.
Sorry, I'm a member of credit union, Chicharney yes. Force, yes. And I want to be a member of this union, credit union sure. as well. Can I be a member of both credit unions?
Does that
impact anything?
No, it does not. No, it doesn't. So you can have an account with more than one credit union. Absolutely.
This is great.
I want to ask for that generator. Could we skip over the generator? It hot.
Listen to
the
me.
Lights turn off plenty.
I was just going to tell
Fox
you.
The lights be
I,
off. Fox
I
the
thought
off
by now.
Now
that the electricity would stabilize, but we're still getting outages. So you know what? We call it our lights out program. All right. Lights out. Generator comes on, right? We partner with Marlin Marine. That's on East Bay Street. Mm-hmm. They have a fantastic team of well-trained Generac generator specialists. All right. And so you can go there. And they normally want to do a home inspection, and they'll arrange for that because they want to know what your home's energy needs are so that they can recommend the correct generator for your home. All right. And then you'd let them know, of course, hey, I'm getting financing from my Bahama Islands Credit Union. They're going to put together the package, which will include full warranty, include all the installation, include all the servicing of that generator. All of that, they'll put that in the package that we will then, the credit will come and find. And so once you have that complete quote from them, then you call us for your appointment and we do all the financing.
And don't let this cool breeze fool you. Mm-hmm. We got big days, Thanksgiving, we got Super Bowl Sunday, oh. We got Christmas, New Year's, Boxing Day.
Yes, you need the light on
generator.
Oh, you need that light on for sure.
Let's end with contacts again. How to get in contact with you, especially if I'm listening, I need to get information out.
Okay,
and
great.
And social media too.
Of course. All right, so you can reach us by phone, 601-5900. Once again, 601-5900. And you can reach us, you really don't open hours on that number, and that's from 9:30 until 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you want to reach us though, even after hours or during that time, you can also reach us by email. That's info@biccu.org. You can like and follow us on Instagram. You can like and follow us on Facebook. And if you only have data, that's fine. Right from my Facebook profile, you can hit the message button, and we'll get that message, and we can reach out to you and assist you from there.
Thank you very much. That's Ms. Chandelier Forbes, Dr. Lee. She's the Marketing and Membership Service Manager at Bahama Islands Cooperative Credit Union, which is located on Rosetta Street and mm-hmm. Patton.
Rosetta and Patton Streets in yes. Palmdale, opposite the Labor Department.
Yes. So it's easy to find. Just yeah. come in and
And right next to Donna, the hot dog lady.
That's right.
Get a
that's
hot dog
right.
While you come inside.
Look how you buy in lunch.
I just saying. Okay. Anyway, have a wonderful.